Hi, I'm Keegan. Today I'll be reading you Brave Little Bear by Rory Tiger. Creak, creak, creak. Newton woke up suddenly. There was a funny noise somewhere in the room. Don't be frightened, he told Waffle. There's always an explanation for everything. He gave each of his toys a special cuddle so they wouldn't be scared.
Creak, creak, creak.
Went the noise again.
Newton got out of bed and turned on the light. He walked across the room.
Sea toys, he said. There's nothing to be frightened of. It's only the closet door. Newton went back to bed again. Flap, flap, flap. What was that? Was it a ghost? I wonder what it could be. What do you reckon it is? Once more, Newton got out of bed. He wasn't really scared, but he took his bravest toy, Snappy, just in case. He tiptoed very quietly towards the noise. Flap, flap, flap. It went again. Of course, said Newton. Just what I thought. It was his bedroom curtains fluffing in the breeze. I'll take care of this, said Newton. You are very brave, Snappy, he said as he closed the window. Splish, splash, splish. Another noise. Newton looked outside. It wasn't raining. Besides, the noise wasn't coming from outside. Nor was it coming from his bedroom. What was it? Stay right there, you two, said Newton, while I look around. He wasn't the tiniest bit afraid. He was just taking Snappy with him for company.
Newton crept down the hallway. It was very spooky, especially in the dark corners. Splish, splash, splish, went the noise.
Very, very quietly, Newton opened the bathroom door. Of course. We knew it was the bathroom faucet, didn't we, Snappy? Said Newton.
Do you know what a faucet is?
If not,
well, it's the tap in the bathroom where you can turn the water on, hot or cold. Do you know what I mean? If not, that's okay. Ask a shoulder buddy or the teacher.
Newton turned off the faucet and tiptoed back down the hallway. Shh, he said to Snappy, just in case something in the dark corner sprang out at them.
Before he got back into bed, Newton pulled back the curtains to check. It was very, very quiet outside.
No more funny noises, said Newton. You can go back to sleep now, he told all his toys.
Rumble, rumble, rumble.
Oh no, cried Newton. What's that?
Newton listened very hard. Not a sound. He was just beginning to think he hadn't heard anything at all when rumble, rumble, rumble. There it was again. Newton looked under his bed. Nothing there at all, except for an old candy he'd forgotten about. Don't worry, said Newton. We'll soon find out what it is.
The rumbling had been his empty tummy. Newton went upstairs again and told his toys about his rumbling tummy.
There's always an explanation for everything, said Newton as he climbed back into bed. Good night, everyone.
Sleep tight. Went Newton.
Well, I guess Little Brave Bear has ended. Are you as brave as Newton the Brave Bear? I hope you enjoyed. See you later.